show you tell me is hard to find on TV screen. I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a program I was not looking forward to do. I had no plans of doing this today, but it must be said. Phone calls have been made to our shortwave outlet by Mr. Ted Anderson, threatening that if any names or anything else were mentioned, there could be possible legal ramifications. I hope that's not the case, Mr. David France, because what I'm about to say on this network and on these airwaves right now is the absolute, unvarnished, untarnished truth. Now, I want to start out here, and let's just kill the brakes during this entire program. To our affiliates out there, we apologize if you've got to throw in your brakes. That's okay. They'll just hear me talking when you come back in with us. Let me just start out by telling you a little story. Let's start with Benedict Arnold. Now, Benedict Arnold was a military hero for both sides in the same war, meaning the United States and jolly old England. He began his career as an American patriot in May of 1775, when he and Ethan Allen led the brigade that captured Fort Ticonderoga on Lake Champlain. Arnold's heroics continued in September when he led an expedition of 1,100 men, riflemen, against Quebec, the capital of the British Canada, by the way. The American commander drove his men hard through the Maine wilderness, overcoming leaky boats, spoiled provisions, treacherous rivers, and near starvation to arrive at Quebec in November, his force reduced to only 650 men. Now, these losses did not deter Arnold, joined by General Richard Montgomery, who had arrived with 300 troops after capturing Montreal. Arnold's forces attacked the strongly fortified city, only to have the assault end in disaster. 100 Americans were killed, including Montgomery. 400 were captured, and many were wounded, including Arnold, who fell as he stormed over a barricade, a ball through his leg, a rifle ball, meaning a rifle ball. Quebec was only the beginning. For the next 5 years, Arnold served the Patriot side with distinction in one battle after another, including a dangerous assault against the center of the British line at Saratoga, where he was again wounded in the leg. No general was more imaginative than Arnold, no field officer more daring, no soldier more courageous. Yet Arnold has gone down in history not as a hero, but as a villain, a military traitor who, as commander of the American fort at West Point in New York in 1780, schemed to hand it over to the British. Of his role in this conspiracy, there is no doubt. His British contact, Major John Andre, was caught with incriminating documents in Arnold's handwriting, including routes of access to the fort. Arnold, fleeing down the Hudson River on a British ship, defended his treason in a letter to Washington, stating that love to my country accentuates my present conduct. However, it may appear inconsistent to the world, who very seldom judge right of any man's actions. But judge we must. Why did Arnold desert the cause for which he had fought so gallantly and twice been wounded? Was there any justification for his conduct? Well, history has its own view on that. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been silent on the issue and the assault against this network for the last 30 days. And to some, it's sometimes ticklish to weigh the questions. Should we take the high road, or if you don't say anything, what they've been saying must be true? Well, there's been a lot of lies spread about this network, a lot of lies particularly about me. And what I'm about to tell you may not be comfortable for some people, and that's too bad. Because for the last 2.5 years, we have literally put our sweat and our blood and every cent into this network, with the hopes of it doing one thing, for it being an avenue for the general public out there to hear. And then once they have learned the other side of the story, that they could take appropriate actions. How can we expect Americans to do anything when they're listening to the controlled and contrivances of the controlled media? Well, that's why this network was created. This network was created for one purpose and one purpose only, not for the aggrandizement of yours truly, not for money, not for fame, not for ego. I've said on this program many times, the only thing I want my gravestone to read is, there's nothing worse in this world than a bad cup of coffee, because I don't care if history remembers me or it doesn't. That's not the case. What I'm to tell you today is with great sorrow. It is with trepidation. But I have a problem here, and it's been identified as being Ted Anderson from Genesis Communications Radio Network and one Mr. Alex Jones. There's a lot of collusion here, so be patient with me. This is an involved story. It started when there was for a lack of a better term, a little coup d'etat in this network involving Mr. Wesley Eugene Perkins, which, by the way, check your door today, Wes. You should have papers being tacked on it as we speak. This involves Mr. Danny Romero, that used to be the webmaster for this network. There are other employees that have since seen what these people are up to and want absolutely no part of it. But that did not deter Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones has been in contact with all the talk show hosts on this network, or at least the ones that we can determine might want to continue doing radio, but not on this network. And what I have learned is a situation was created, and you all read it on RBN Live site, the screed that Mr. Wes Perkins put out with many quotes from Alex Jones. Okay? Alex has this tendency of using other people, just as he used Jack Blood's program to unload on me, calling me a carpetbagger, an SOB, a bastard, and many other things. Of that, I can take personally. What I can't abide by is calling up talk show hosts and flat-out lying to them. I have talked to talk show hosts that he has spoken to and told them that, you know what, this is a very dangerous and violent man. Do you know he beats his wife? That's right. I beat my wife. I'm going to tell you, anybody that knows Sandra Anderson would not stand for being smacked by anybody, let alone yours truly. I have been in contact with hosts, radio hosts, and they cannot believe that this is transpiring. And let me tell you the damage that has been done to this network. Let me tell you what the damage has been done. Today, we lost Mr. William Deagle, that was on Genesis Communications at one time, looking for a second hour for his radio program, because he did a good radio program. That extra hour was not given him. He came over to this network. We did not contact him. He contacted us. We gave him the time slot that he requested and the hours that he requested. Mr. Bill Deagle has been with us for how long? Over a year. At no charge to him, by the way, except for shortwave, and we try to have the advertising on this network pay the host shortwave time. We did not charge him any satellite time. My idea about bringing talk show hosts onto this network, ladies and gentlemen, it's a good trade-out, in my opinion, for their intellectual property that we pay the bills to support their shows. That's always been in my mind, first and foremost, as well as the general public, because who is supposed to benefit out of this is supposed to be the American public. That's why I've always had the streaming, the live streaming, free of charge. That's why I've always presented the archives out there free of charge. Is because the mission is to wake up the American people in any venue, in any way that we can. That has always been first and foremost in my mind. Many people had asked me, John, how did you end up in Texas coming down from Michigan? Well, I'll tell you that story. I was invited down here by Mr. Alex Jones himself. He at the time was not married, living in an apartment, and he said, look, he said, come on down here, you can stay with me for a couple of months until you get your feet on the ground. The night before I was ready to leave Ohio, I was staying with a doctor and his wife. They were staying in a friend's cabin. They were moving out to find lodging elsewhere to eventually buy their own house. I had the truck packed up, called the night before I was ready to hit the road. I'm on my way, Alex. Well, my girlfriend doesn't think it's a good idea that you stay here. So I had no other choice, no other recourse. I had to come down to Texas. I was already working with an individual. Mr. Barry Levinson had owned CSIM that graciously turned it over to me for $25,000, and then only to find out that I eventually had to file bankruptcy because he had ripped so many people off. From one supplier alone, $67,000. So it had taken me quite a while to get my bearings and my orientation down here in Texas and to start this network. I had absolutely no plans on starting a new network. I was on Genesis Communications at the time. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, I made more money being on that network and being a talk show host than doing my own network. Now, how can that be? Well, because, again, we are here for the host and we are here for the public. This is not a money-making machine. Well, I was invited off of Genesis Communication, a network in which I had founded. And while I'm on the subject here, and the calls have already come in from Mr. Ted Anderson, because I called him and said, today on my program, second hour, I'm going to be discussing what has happened to this network. The only thing I can, we also got calls from Mr. Alex Jones threatening to sue me. See, I'm supposed to dummy up and let these people absolutely strip this network bare. This is what I'm supposed to do, because they were counting on my anger. Ladies and gentlemen, I never attended anger management classes because, quite frankly, it pissed me off. That's a little joke. I've been many things to many different people. The one thing that I do not do is abide anybody that gets the Patriot community off track. This is why it's hard for me to do this program. Because some are still going to perceive this as I'm just a madman. I'm a lunatic. You know, he's just spouting off. Ladies and gentlemen, I have lost 6 talk show hosts due to the collusionary individuals of Ted Anderson from Genesis Communications and Mr. Alex Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, we still are the best alternative network out there. But plans were laid to strip this network bare, not only of its talk show host, but its advertisers. Its mission was to drag this network down. Why? Now, here's where the story gets a little bit more interesting. We, the People Radio Network, all of a sudden cropped up. Well, what is this? Sandra, give me the information on that.
WTPRN.
Yeah, WTPRN.com. And what we saw during this is we'd go up to the website one day. There was only a couple talk show hosts listed. That was Alex Jones. Alex Jones and Jack Blood at that time. Now, we had heard rumor that Webster Tarpley was going to leave the network. Well, through the mechanizations of Mr. Alex Jones getting on the phone calling Jason Burmis, which, by the way, hurt Alex Jones in a way that most people weren't aware of. These three young men made loose change too. Put it out to the public, and they wanted everybody to see it. It was on YouTube. It was given out free. Tens of thousands of copies of this DVD went out to the public for free. And of course, that forced Mr. Alex Jones with TerrorStorm to allow it to go on the webs. I mean, it was even on Jeff Rentz. You could watch his entire presentation for free. Mr. Jones makes his money, makes his living, partially from the sale of DVDs. That's no mystery. I think he's made 15 films. And I had always tried to help Mr. Jones in the production quality, and he had a videographer before that, well, quite frankly, wasn't that good of a videographer. and wasn't that good of a person trying to piece a film together to make cognitive sense. Well, you saw the new improved versions on 9/11. I think it was called 9/11 Road to Tyranny, wasn't that? Yes. Everybody remembers that DVD when it came out. The production qualities had escalated dramatically.
John, I'd like to start at the beginning.
Hold on a second. Let me finish my thought here, Sandra. So, as Uncle Joe Stalin once said, keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. I'm not saying that Jason Burmes was an enemy to Alex Jones. As a matter of fact, he idolized him. So did Dan Abramson. And that's good. That's a good thing. People that are out there putting out the information, you would think on the surface, these are really good people doing a good job, and they must continue. And I am in agreement with that. This network has lost Jason Burmes and Dan Abramson. It has lost Dr. Nick Begich, which, by the way, just magically appeared opposite my time slot on Genesis Communications Network. Yesterday, Mr. Webster Tarpley, that had never done his own program before, sent me a one-line email, not even a phone conversation, not even a thank you, go screw yourself, hey, it's been fun while it lasted, simply said, I could no longer be associated with Republic Broadcasting Network. Mr. Bill Deagle would not return my calls, no more than
anybody else
would. Now, this is what I have learned. I don't know the entirety of those conversations to these individuals, but I do know that Mr. Alex Jones was calling talk show host, telling him outrageous lies, one of which, I beat my wife. Plug her microphone in. Sandra, crank it around in front of your face. I know you're not a radio personality.
No, I don't like being on the radio that much.
You want some headphones there?
No.
All right. Well, you kind of need to hear what's going on, so put some headphones on. All right. Can you hear?
I like them without.
Okay. Whatever floats your boat on. Go ahead.
This whole thing started with Wes Perkins. With Wes Perkins here, who worked for us, who held our software and our internet streaming. He had told us over a year ago that he was not involved with Radio Free Austin, which is a micro network down here in Central Texas that airs some of Genesis Communications Network and RBN. Wes Perkins said it was a conflict of interest for him to be on the board of Radio Free Austin, and we took him at his word. We since learned when this started, a couple weeks ago, that nothing could be further from the truth. Wes Perkins was trying to get John Stadtmiller's show thrown off Radio Free Austin. We also found out...
You got to talk directly into the front of that. Move the microphone, honey. You can move that around. Right. There you go.
All right. And we also found out that Mr. Wes Perkins was living in a home provided to him by Alex Jones.
By the way, his father, Dave Jones, is also on that mortgage.
Yeah, we've got the papers today that they've been trying to serve Mr. Wes Perkins. And Mr. Jones, Alex Jones' father, is on the deed as well.
Yeah.
But he is living there, and they have not been able to catch up to him. He's hiding out, avoiding answering the doors, whatever. But after we found out this, we thought, well, we better make the transaction of having our archives, having our internet streaming turned over to Chris, our engineer here. So we were in the process of doing that, and Wes decided, well, the conversation was recorded here at the network. And Danny Romero, John Stadtmiller, and Chris Hansen all heard the conversation, and it involved what I was just speaking about, Wes Perkins working for Alex Jones. And, John, you want to chime in here?
Yeah, I'm sitting here, I'm just listening to this, and I'm just reeling back with what has transpired in the last 30 days. Let me get back on track here, and then we'll backtrack on how this duplicity took part.
Well, okay, maybe we should start where this has been planned since June of 06.
What? You got... Okay. And let me finish my thoughts here about the talk show host.
All right.
About being contacted. Now, we do have, and folks, this is going to go to court. Now, I don't want to do this because, first of all, I don't like friends you have to pay money to. And that's what a lawyer becomes, is your friend as long as you're paying his bills. Paid friends are very dangerous to have around because when you stop paying them, they stop being your friends. Well, in this particular case, both Wes Perkins and Danny Romero, working here at this network, were collecting paychecks from this network, all the while designing to do a new network, We the People Radio Network.
A sister network of Genesis Communications.
And there are people that were involved initially into this that backed out of it. One of the people that told me about this was, he is still employed by this network and will be for a long time, because if it would not have been for him coming forth to tell me of this dastardly plan going on, we'd be in dire straits, even worse than what we are right now. This is nothing but a frontal assault. Rather than like with the Mr. Tarpley, with Jason Burmes, with Dan Abramson, with Nick Begich, that had never done their own radio programs, rather than me going to another network trying to steal a host, what I would do is learn of people that knew their subject matter and develop them into their own talk show host, okay, into their own venues, with their own words. That is called fair play, ladies and gentlemen, but when you go out there and in front of God and all his people, start stealing people from other networks under false pretenses, I might add, and again, let me go back to the lies that have been spun from this, because I hate to take this route, the subpoenas will be put out there, people will be in a court of law on a witness stand with their hand, before they do that, on a Bible with their right hand raised. People have told me outright that Mr. Jones has been calling them up, telling them outlandish lies about myself personally, and I don't care whether Alex Jones likes me or not. I know this man. I've known him for more than a decade. I know what he's capable of doing, and I know what he's not capable of doing. What I was really surprised at, that this Benedict Arnold to the Patriot movement would try to strip out a viable network such as you're listening to right now, ladies and gentlemen, that you're listening to right now, for the express purpose of setting up a sister network to Genesis Communications. Now, let me digress just a hair here. We the People Radio Network has not gone off the drawing board. They're pulling these hosts now into Genesis. But the plan was to build a sister network, and conveniently, when the stories got around about this evil Statmiller waving guns in people's faces, oh my God, this madman, you've got to leave. See, there's already been people who've left that network.
And our advertisers have been contacted, and one was told that, well, their website has been hacked into and they're going out of business. And I do have that lady's phone number who told me about it. After we explained what happened to this network, she says, you ought to sue those people. I can't believe something like this took place. I'm so sorry for you guys. And I do have the media pack that she was faxed by Genesis Communications by Scott Hartman. Scott Hartman also was down here for a meeting.
No, he wasn't down here. He was here by phone. I just found out.
Okay.
But what... Let's just stick with the facts, okay? The fact is that there was a lot of collusion going on. And somebody, a good friend of mine, asked me, he said, well, if Wes Perkins and people like that weren't happy with the network, why didn't they just quit? Why did they think that it was necessary for them to come out and besmirch my name and this network and its talk show host and its advertisers and whatever else to gain an advantage?
Gain an advantage in the alternative media?
Yes, because there's not too many viable networks out there in the alternative medias, ladies and gentlemen. I can only speculate as to why this was done, because we have the best network still. With the people we've lost, we still have the best network out there, and it's predicated on one thing. Real people, real talk, real news, no BS. This network was never set up to go after any other individuals in the genre, let's say. It was never designed to bring any other networks down. What I had in mind is creating this network, and if God, the sense that God gave Geese, these other people would realize that we'd better get on the stick because they're pulling more of an audience. The only thing that would do is create an environment of competition to bring the best forward. Who benefits from that? The public, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody benefits from that. Who benefits from a network controlling the alternative airwaves? Only the people that are on that alternative network. This has been the hardest thing that I have ever in my life lived through. Sandra, you've been here since day one. For 2.5 years, we have literally sweat blood and tears. You and I had a little falling out last year, did we not?
Yeah, we did.
Last June. And I voluntarily left the network, and I even moved out of the house, ladies and gentlemen, for 30 days to try to gain a perspective on what was going on and how we could remedy it.
The stress is incredible. Starting up something new like this is just incredible.
It's more than incredible. It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life, and I've done a lot of things, but it's the hardest thing that I've ever done in my life. But it is for the right reasons and the right cause. Why then would people, you have to ask yourself the question, why then would people want to destroy a network? I don't care if they don't like me. That's a personal issue. And what I wasn't going to do was I wasn't going to feed into what they were portraying me as. I am not a person that waves guns in people's faces. And by the way, while you're sitting here, Sandra, Alex Jones and I did a radio program called Real Talk Radio. We did that for a year.
Uh-huh. I recall very well.
And Alex, needy Alex, would come over to the house and have you fetch, if the refrigerator was bare, you know, you'd run out and get him something to eat or whatever. And, you know, one day we made a joke of it, and he said, you're on the Askin diet.
He said he was on the Atkins diet, and I said, no, Alex, you're on the Askin diet.
You're asking.
You always want
asking for this.
You always want that.
Asking for that. But at any rate, all things were fine and dandy for 10 months, almost 11 months, until I asked Alex Jones to pay for half the shortwave time for that program. The reason that was given why he left that show is because I put a gun in his face.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, let me digress here for a second. 30 days after we had asked him to ante up for half of the shortwave broadcast, which
after about 10 or 11 months or something like that?
After at least that length of time. And you, Sandra, used to get really upset. You'd get angry as all get out because he would plug his videos and his DVDs on the program, saying that by the sale of these, you're supporting this radio broadcast.
We're supporting this show here, and I'm thinking, well, you know, John and I have been paying the bills, but he would have to advertise his videos every half hour or more. So,
well, and that's something that works for him, and that's neither here nor there. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, that when I asked him to pay half of his obligations, I was sent less than half of the money, and then he disappeared. What I'm trying to relay here is if you have something to bring to the table, you're welcomed. Until it's used up, then you're no longer of any use whatsoever. And while we're on the subject here of Mr. Jones in his radio career, I did nothing but try to help and support him. I've taken many hits over some of the stuff that he has done to other people. I have gotten up and defended this man. Because one thing in mind and one thing only. Yeah, everybody has their character flaws. Everybody has their faults. But that should not be held against them. That's why I said that if you didn't like Lee Iacocca, and in 1964, for Ford Motor Company, he brought forth the Ford Mustang. Of course, it was just a remake on a Falcon frame, but hey, the buying public didn't know that. It was a neat little nifty car. It was affordable. And Mr. Iacocca got the credit for the Ford Mustang while he was at Ford, later to become president of Chrysler. Well, if people personally knew Mr. Iacocca and didn't like him, they might have liked his car. They might not have liked him. People may not like me, but they absolutely love this network. And what I have seen is collusion at the deepest for all the wrong reasons to literally destroy this network. I would ask you, who is the Benedict Arnold here? Who is the traitor to the patriots in this country that have been led astray and beat up so many times? Many people ask me time and time again, John, this is not going to bode well for the patriot community, all the while knowing the plans were afoot. And I was going to take the route to keep it out of the public venue, that I was going to take this to court. And on the subject of court, let me just say this. Anything that I have said so far could be proven in a court of law with witnesses that were there. This is not innuendo. This is not manufactured anything. There will be lawsuits, ladies and gentlemen. I was threatened today by Mr. Ted Anderson. The reason you're not hearing this program on shortwave right now, ladies and gentlemen, is because Mr. Ted Anderson called WWRB and said that he's going to talk about me in Genesis. And Mr. France's response to you was, Sandra?
Well, I'm not going to air you today on shortwave.
I'm not going to air you.
I think you ought to settle this in court. And I said, Dave,
we're under a siege. We are under attack by a man that called this guy a carpetbagger. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have had enough. I have literally had enough. This website, RBN Live, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. 5 working days to pull back RBNLive.com has got to be a record in the industry. And let me tell you why it's a record. Because we had somebody that claimed to have the rightful ownership of RBN Live. Well, that was my bad. That was my mistake. Because I think we even paid Mr. Perkins for the fee for those websites.
Well, he was paid. He was working for us, John, being paid by us to help set up this network.
So he remained, as we found out, that he was the domain owner, not this network, but he personally. Well, what did it for Mr. Wes Perkins was the screed. You saw it on RBN Live for 10 days with these out-and-out accusations and lies and the fear-mongering. They're trying to destroy me and my family. No, Mr. Perkins, it's your own idiocy that did that, not me.
You know, I think what he feared, John, is when you knew that he was working for Alex Jones for all this time, and you told him, I'm not angry, Wes. I just want you to come in here and make this a smooth transaction.
Transition. And that's exactly what was taking place. But then something happened here that they had to, and Mr. Perkins jumped the gun a week too soon. All the employees were to come in. Well, when was that? 2 weeks ago?
They were supposed to leave on a Friday.
Leave on a Friday, pick up their paychecks, and off they would go to start their new network, We the People Radio Network. Well, that, I think, is on temporary hiatus right now because these people are being drawn into Genesis Communications Network. But jump the gun he did. And then other people joined on board with the outrageous lies and accusations. We had one person that worked at this network that is now working for Mr. Jones that even in an email, which will be brought into court also, said that I had threatened her life. Face to face, I threatened her life 7 different times. As a friend of mine asked me, well, why was there a second?
Why was there a second time?
Why was there a second time?
Why would anybody stick around for that?
Well, and the only thing about that, ladies and gentlemen, the only thing that I ever had to say to that employee was one of structural benefit to this network, because she had a penchant for wearing thonged underwear and not wearing belts, and it was kind of upsetting the males in the network. So I quietly asked her one day, I said, I'm sorry to be out of place here, but I think it's something, as the boss, I need to tell you. Please, wear a belt.
I remember that day.
Yes. But this somehow transformed into me being just a radical individual. And, yes, we were going through tough times. This network almost went down last summer. And, yes, I will admit that probably I did not make the best decisions, and I became quite angry. But I never dressed down any individual at this network. I never attacked or screamed at anybody. I would internalize this, and when it got too great, I'd slam a door or kick a trash can, or the day that you and I went at it, and it was over the issue of the dog, The dog pooped and peed in the network, and I kicked it.
And that's the day you decided to take a month off radio because of the stress.
And the stress that was going on in this network, and knowing full well what kind of stress was on you.
By the way, our dogs are very loved, both of them.
Yeah, and people can sit back and watch millions of people get butchered, but my God, kick a dog? You're lower than the dog, at any rate. That has been some of what's been going on here. Now, I did get 2 calls, and I did call Mr. Ted Anderson before the radio broadcast today to tell him to listen in on the radio program today, because I was going to be talking about Mr. Alex Jones. I said, and I think my words were, your star at the network. And he said, okay. He was very nonplussed about it, and he said, okay. Now, obviously, a call was made to Mr. Jones, either by Mr. Anderson or somebody else, And Alex Jones actually called my chief engineer here and tried to tell him, you know, if he says anything on the air today, we're going to sue.
Ted called me as well, John.
Did he?
Yes, he did. And
okay.
He says, I understand your husband's going on the air today to attack me. And I said, no, Mr. Anderson, he's going on the air with the facts as we know them.
As we know them, as we understand them. Now, let me digress, going back several years here. And Genesis Communications was sued, and it was on, I do believe, and I'll correct this, Mr. Anderson, if you'd like to call and correct this, that you were sued, and the lawsuit was settled, and it was on the issue of an illegal conversion. Let me tell you the story on that one, folks.
Dolores Tompkins.
It was Republic Radio International. And that network, I was put in a position where I was told I either had to sell the network or the network would go down. Mr. Dan Tompkins was there, husband of wife, Loris Tompkins. Dan Tompkins told me that he received quite an inheritance, no strings attached. I'm putting the money into this network because I believe in you people. Well, what I did not know is he mortgaged the family farm. And when Loris Tompkins realized what had happened, she was not too happy about this. In the meantime, I was shuffled out of the way. The man that took over the network, Mr. Dan Tompkins, after a couple of weeks, literally threw his hands up. And I believe even our engineer was there for that one. Threw his hands up and walked out of there and said, I can't run this. I can't do this. This is too much. Well, that's when the call was made. Republic Radio International was packed up in a truck over the weekend and taken up to Minnesota, which then became Genesis Communications. But not, from what I understand, and I will correct anything that I say in error, and I will report back to you verbatim, if I am an error of the facts. This network, they gave Dan Tompkins $20,000. They took the equipment and subsequently the talk show host and didn't assume any of the responsibilities and or debts of Republic Radio International. The lawsuit was there. It was settled, and to this day, the amount of payment that Mr. Anderson, either through himself or through his insurance companies, I do not know, but settled on that lawsuit. This, again, ladies and gentlemen, is coming around. And I must have been, and this is my personal opinion here, I must have been an embarrassment to Mr. Ted Anderson and Genesis Communications Network, because the listeners were coming to this network in droves. And as I said earlier, I'm not afraid of competition. Competition is good because who wins is the public because you're building a better product.
Honorable competition.
Honorable competition. Now, let me throw that caveat in there. So here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. We have the same people doing the same thing all over again. And I might remind you, Mr. Anderson, since Mr. Alex Jones is under contract, and I guess you could say he's an employee of yours, he was acting as an agent for you with going and getting these talk show hosts. Rather than taking the talent out there and taking the time and the chance and the expense to develop the talent, you see fit to go out and steal the talent. Now, what person in their right minds, and what have they been told that they won't even speak to me directly? You have to ask. I have to ask that question, and I don't have an answer to it. But I do have a couple of talk show hosts that have come forward to tell me that Jones was on the phone to them telling outrageous stuff to them. And that will be also in court. And it is going to be provable in a court of law. I am here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I am taking no pleasure in this whatsoever.
Even their own talk show hosts on that network have contacted us and said, I am so sorry what's happening to you guys. I've actually heard Joyce and Dave on their radio show.
Yeah.
Saying this is not right, what's going on at Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is not right. And that's why I started out with the Benedict Arnold. You know, Mr. Alex Jones, if you don't like me, that's fine. If you think, and I don't know where you come off as being such a big Texan and calling me a carpetbagger because you were born and raised outside of Dallas, Texas. Living around Dallas doesn't make you Texan. That makes you part of a metropolis. It's a conglomeration of all different people from around the country. You know, it isn't the dirt-kicking, 10-gallon hat, tobacco chawing, aw shucks kind of stuff. No. So here I am, this carpetbagger down here in Texas at the invitation of this guy, starting out from way in the hole to go to build this network. And you have to ask yourself out there, ladies and gentlemen, the question as to why it is so important to bring this network down and to steal its talk show host. Do we have any callers online? Yeah? All right. Let's roll some calls here. Just plug them in. Marcus, quit answering the phone and plug the callers in. By the way, it was mentioned by Mr. Danny Romero that I said in this network when they stole Dan Abramson, that I said, oh, good, another Jew off the network. Ladies and gentlemen, the gentleman that's producing my program right now is Jewish. Okay? That's how anti-Semitic this man is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the line.
Most unbelievable thing I've ever heard.
It is absolutely the truth. It is absolutely, and I don't know the full extent to this. I don't know the full extent. These are just the facts that have surfaced so far.
You know, with all the things that we have to worry about and all the progress that was being made, it's just amazing to me how it can get so far off track when I didn't even see any bumps in the road. I don't know. John, I'm going to let you go, buddy, but God bless y'all, and I don't know. It just blows me away.
No more than me, sir.
Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's coming up.
Marcus, where's it coming out of?
Out of the speakers here.
Oh, well, we'll have to shut those off. Marcus, if you would, post the callers' names on the screen there. All right. Next up is, who do we have next here? Marcus? Okay. All right. Mary Ann, is it from Arkansas? Go ahead.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'll introduce myself. Okay. Henry from New England.
Yes,
Henry
sir.
From Connecticut.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hi. How you doing? Yeah, but you see, the thing of it is, I could kill that guy, Franz. He's a German like me, who knocked you off the air or whatever, because he'd have to be a coward, just cop out. I mean, I'm listening to 50-50, and I'm hearing, listening to your show on the phone because I can't hear you on the... What's that with him?
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to talk with him, and before I say anything about Mr. France or WWRB, I
right.
need to speak to him directly. But he,
right.
a call did go over to him from Mr. Ted Anderson, and Mr. France's approach to this was that it's better to let the attorneys handle this in a court of law. I'm in full agreement with that, except for one thing.
Oh, he's afraid of being sued?
Well, I'm only going to speculate that, yeah, that might be an option, but I'm not here to tell the truth, and he would get in no trouble, but he doesn't know that because I haven't talked to him.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so what is it now? Alex, because, see, I don't know everything. Alex is, caused some kind of trouble? I don't know. I'm just asking. Jones. Alex,
yes.
Jones.
Yes. I would say that he's causing a little bit of trouble. I'd say that's a little bit of an understatement.
Uh-huh. You know, William Cooper didn't, you know, even though he does a lot of truth, though, William Cooper didn't like him either.
Well,
and I have mixed feelings about him. I you know.
Well, and this is what I've always said. You know,
yes.
Somebody asked me publicly about Mr. Jones. I would say this, that I think he needs to be on 100 radio stations. The amount of information that he puts forth is good and all of these things. And I knew him personally. And you know, I'm of two minds about the man. You know, I love him as much as I hate him. Well, now I think that love factor has totally gone away because he has been almost single-handedly, with the help of his friends, out there stripping hosts from this network in the hopes of destroying the network.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
But see, the couple of people I don't think he's ever going to get. I don't think he's ever going to get Ricky Adams. I don't think he's ever going to get, I can pick up a couple of people, but I didn't know that guy... Mixed baggage. I thought he is on the network.
Not any longer. Not any longer.
Oh, so what do you mean Alex just called him up and talked to him?
No, from what I understand, Mr. Ted Anderson called up Nick Baggage.
Oh.
And, you know, you're a little bit behind on this thing, and I don't want to take the time to repeat everything that I've already said.
Right.
All right. I thank you for your call.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Now, obviously, that wasn't Marianne. Let's go to Marianne in Kansas. Hello, Marianne. You're on the air.
Hey, John. Yes, this is Marianne, and I am in Arkansas. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
I'll be brief. I didn't intend to call in, but I'm so glad that you and Sandra have made the decision to handle this the way that you have. In a couple of groups that I belong with, of course, there's been all kinds of questions back and forth and what's happened and, oh, didn't you hear that he did this and this? And I want you to know I have defended you from day one. I can send you an email that I sent to everyone days ago telling them I stood beside you and behind you. And I can't afford, I can't support the network financially, and I wish I could. But I want you and Sandra both to know you have got my prayers and you have got my support, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mary. It was suggested by myself to individuals, knowing this full well that we get back to Alex Jones, that we need to go back to our respective corners. And I remember having a conversation with him a week ago, which he accused me of being drunk. He actually answered my cell number. We were on the phone for about an hour, and I said, before you say or do anything else, you and I have got to sit down and talk. And I said, I don't appreciate you calling talk show host and telling him I beat my wife and all these other things. I brought up an issue here. Thanks for your call, Marianne.
Thank
I appreciate
it. Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. I did say, and I heard this two-week buildup on his show, without mentioning my name, that he's going to rout out the Vipers and all of this stuff, and he's going to run the phony Patriots out of town. Well, he didn't have the courage even to do this on his own program. He took the opportunity to do that and unload on Jack Blood, using other people because he doesn't have the courage to do it on his own program.
Oh, he doesn't want his affiliates to hear it.
Well, yeah. I've heard from affiliates of his, and they want to, and at least two of them want to drop the program without ever speaking to me. All they did was read the screed that was put up by Wes Perkins on RBNLive.com, and I already have people contacting me going, you know, we want to put you on the air. So this has kind of been a mixed blessing, but at the same time, it is not. It's one of the most bizarre and strangest things that I've been through, and I swore that this was not going to happen again, what happened to me the first go-around in the first network. But evidently, we have people that either are afraid of honest competition. We are. Ladies and gentlemen, we made the announcement months ago. We were in a position to expand this network with more talk show hosts, more satellites, to put up an ABC Star Guide. Because some of these people out there in radio land, they've got the big bucks, and they have the big name equipment, so the big dollar equipment, so that's the only that they'd have to download it from the ABC Star Guide. Well, we were willing to go out and also do that. We were in a position at the very moment that this network was ready to expand, we had the likes of Mr. Jones and his underhanded tactics to pull this network down. Mr. Jones, I know you're listening to the broadcast today, and I will see you in court. My wife and I have a meeting with our attorneys tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m., okay? And, yes, you are going to be named in a lawsuit. Yes, we can prove in a court of law this grand conspiracy that you have been a part of. And I don't know all the facts yet, but I know enough to file the lawsuit. I know enough information so far that this has gone well beyond lawsuit. And I'm sure what he was hoping that I would do was live up to the pre-hype that was put out there, that I was a bully and I intimidated people and I threatened them and I did all of these things. Well, like I said at the top of this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, I was damned if I did and damned if I didn't. To some, oh, he's taking the high road. Good for John. For others, they were probably thinking, well, what's being said about Republic Broadcasting Network must be the truth because John's not saying anything about it. The only reason that I did not come out until today, and this was all going to be handled through the courts, was today Dr. William Deagle, that voluntarily contacted us to come onto this network because he couldn't get the additional time on the then existing network, Genesis Communications. He was shocked when he came over here. We didn't charge him for the satellite time, but we didn't charge him for this or didn't charge him for that.
Well, John, you can't really blame Dr. Deagle to the full extent. No telling what has been put in his ear.
Well, I can only guess, and I'm not going to put my guesses on the air.
Right.
I do know that this gentleman, and I'll use that term
but
for right
now. But not to call you, I just thought was really not a good thing. Not to talk with you.
Well, and you people that have left the network, you think you've made a smart move. Well, the question is, did you really? And are we going to have a better world? Are we going to have our country back when you will not entertain both sides of the story?
I just wonder how deep this goes, John.
Well, I'm, as suggested to me today, and again, this is just opinion, my opinion, not fact, but somebody suggested to me today that there may be forces deeper than the aforementioned behind this. And for that, my God, I hope that is not the case.
Well, you know,
I hope this is just, I hope this is either jealousy or anger or unfair business practice. I hope it's just that.
And that made us sick enough to our stomachs to learn all this.
Let's take Gary in Tennessee. Go ahead, Gary. You're on the air. Hello, Gary.
I guess you and Sandy have got a lot of problems down there. I'll tell you what, I've listened to you on the air for probably 8 years. You've always rode tall in the saddle, shot straight, and spoke the truth. And I'll tell you what, right now I'm in the process on my little computer here. I am deleting GCN. Period. Amen. Any talk show host that have bailed to GCN, I will refuse to listen to. I was embarrassed by Alex Jones's tirades on the air in the Patriot Movement to even recommend that they would listen to this man, thinking he was a raven lunatic. Okay? I'm an old man. I'm 65 years old, living on a $750 Social Security check out here in an abandoned trailer with no facilities. And I send my little $20 a month contribution to RBN. I'm sorry I'm 2 months late, but I had a bad month last month.
Well, I'm with you. I had a bad 30 days myself. Gary, I appreciate your call. We only have about 8 minutes left. I want to get to the rest of these callers. Thank you for your words, and thank you for your support.
Yeah, we really regret all this happening. We really do, to bring this to the people.
How good would it be for two dynamic networks developing their own talk show host, putting out more information?
And if Genesis,
through some osmotic reason or whatever, became the dominant or the preeminent media out there in the alternative media, well, then that means I wasn't doing my job, so I'd better catch up.
Yeah.
But I was doing it in a fashion, ladies and gentlemen, that was fair, that was equitable, that's accepted in the business community. I was not doing this underhanded stuff. This to me, and again, I must apologize to the Patriot community out there, because this is probably the last thing that you ever wanted to hear. But I was forced. I could not wait for paperwork to be filed with attorneys and to go after people for slander and this, that, and the other while they're working overtime to destroy this network. I just couldn't let it happen. I couldn't let it go on another minute. That's why I'm on the air today. Let's go to John in Minnesota. Hello, John. John, go ahead.
John, I've expected this for a long time. I was in the American Party movement up here. And when we got to the point where we had 7% of the ballot, and therefore we had ballot position automatically for the next year and automatically were in on the monies, a clever boy came in from Chicago, and I can almost bet on the building he came out of and the floor he came out of in Chicago. And he very carefully and very systematically put a hatchet right down through the American Party and split it. Very neatly and very carefully. Got people at each other's throats and split the party. That was the end of the American Party.
I understand. I've seen
it
happen.
You made two very serious mistakes. You went after the Zionists, which you really should, because they need to be exposed. You went after the Jesuits, and they also need to be exposed. Those people are bloody killers. That's the way it is. But, you see, the minute you go after those, you're stepping into a minefield.
I understand.
but you were willing to step into the minefield. See, and that's why John is still behind you. Okay?
Well, I appreciate that, John. I really do. And
I've got over 50 years in this battle, John. I've seen more garbage than you can imagine. And I expected this. I just knew it had to come. Because, Jen, you were just getting out there and you were eating Genesis lunch. You were eating too many people's lunch. And your exposure kept getting greater and greater and greater. You hear people calling in from all over the world saying, man, where did you come from? This stuff is fantastic. I've never heard anything like this.
I think it would be better for it, though, now that this has come to light. And now we'll get even stronger.
I guess it is. It's kind of like when a guy called me a reprobate. It hurt like crazy because my family name has been as clean as a whistle for generations. You know, it's an honorable name.
John,
have my name dragged in the mud, it hurt.
I don't care if somebody drags my name through the mud, but when they seek to drag my name through the mud in the hopes that it draws this network down, that's when I get angry. John, I've got to move on. Thank you.
This nation won't survive if we can't work together.
Well, and I am willing to work with people as long as they're honorable people.
Yes.
By the way, I had offered Mr. Ted Anderson in person at least twice to do a network inside of a network to take the programming that you hear on this type of network, and some of which was on Genesis, to split that off and to do a network inside of a network. I would pay all my bills, all my expenses, phones, satellite time, everything.
That was years ago.
That was years ago. Well, evidently somebody rekindled that idea and to make a sister network to Genesis Communications Radio Network. Let's go to Brian in Austin. Hello, Brian.
Hey, John, sorry to hear all this, but I want you to just a little food for thought.
Yes, sir.
You know, Aaron and Moses were together. Moses left one time to get the Ten Commandments, and Aaron, when he got down out the mountain, Aaron had built a golden calf.
Right.
And Moses didn't like it, but they worked that out. Paul and Barnabas fell out about John Mark, and they had to depart ways, and Paul went with Silas, and Barnabas went with Mark. Paul and Peter had confrontation we read about in the Bible. But they all worked it out. And sometimes we can't walk together, but if you're doing what you know that God is telling you to do, then let God be your vindicator. And you shouldn't waste any resources taking Mr. Jones to court, because you know that what you're doing, that God himself wants you to get this information out to his people and also to the whole world if you can. And you know God is behind you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? You're wasting your time. You're wasting your energy dealing with Alex Jones, and he's wasting your time there because we all about to hit the FEMA camp.
I understand.
They're going to go after each and every one of the Patriots, and you'll see him again in the concentration camp when you don't shoot it out with the feds when they come.
No, I was just going to say, Brian, I appreciate your call. I was just going to say, no, this kid, he doesn't call 911. And no, this kid's not going to some FEMA camp. And no, I'm not going to move my family out of the country, nor am I going to hit the high road when the stuff hits the fan. Appreciate your call. Monica in Missouri. We've got to move quickly here, Monica. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, got to move quickly here.
I just wanted to thank you so much for being back on the air. I was totally lost without you.
Well, I appreciate that, and hopefully we have stemmed the tide here. Maybe the critters will crawl back under the rocks, but I doubt that very much. They're in it right now, and they've got no choice but to pursue it, and only God can help them if they do.
Thank you so much for being back on.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Gus in Pflugerville. Hello, Gus. Gus, you there?
Hello?
Yes.
I'll be real quick. I just wanted to say I think by the tone of the callers, you have the support of the callers and the listeners, and just by that alone, you'll come through this unscathed, hopefully. And God bless you and your wife, and thanks for everything you're doing.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Marcus, we shut the computer off, so we're well into the top of the hour bumper here. So, ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for this edition of the National Intel Report. As painful as it was to hear, it was just as painful to say it. But we have got to stop the bleeding, the arterial bleeding to this network, and the people that are behind this need to be exposed. I apologize for having to do this. We'll be back with you tomorrow with a regular edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you then.
God bless.